Let's watch a small video clip together, which is quite shocking, and then I'll later explain the context. This video clip can be used as an example to explain two things in the context of a narcissistic relationship. Disclaimer first, I'm not talking about the couple, I'm talking just about the dynamics. The first thing is, a narcissist makes you work really hard for what? Not even the bare minimum. They throw breadcrumbs at you, tiny, teeny bits, and expect you to be satisfied. And the second thing is, they see you as a clown. They'll intentionally set you up. They'll give you a task to accomplish, and they'll watch you there as if you're a clown, and they are enjoying the process of seeing you experiencing that pain, because that makes them feel powerful. Your suffering is what they find their joy in. They do not have any empathy, as you already know that. And when they give you these tasks and when they set you up, all of that gets manifested. To be honest with you, if I were in her place, I would completely discard that gift because it's not worth it. Which is not to say I'm blaming her, because in a narcissistic relationship, you do not have a lot of choice. There is a power imbalance and you have to comply. You have to settle for breadcrumbs, as I was explaining earlier. So what is the context of this video clip? Apparently, this man who is her husband is pulling a prank on her, and he has clasped two wooden panels together. In between is a prison. There is a ton of bolts which she is now supposed to unscrew. I mean, it's a lot of work, and then at the end of it, she gets the gift. But this video clip has a very disappointing end, because she finds something not even worth it in that gift box. What did she find? Let me reveal it to you towards the end of this video. Watch until the very end. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuser recovery professional, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my channel. If you are new or have not subscribed already, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let me share the initial thoughts that came up for me when I first came across this video. I was like, she better find some big diamonds in that box, something worth it, something expensive, because he is making her go round the earth and come back twice and then have that gift as if it's a big reward. But as I said, it was really disappointing. So this is a symbolic representation of what you go through in a narcissistic relationship. The narcissist dangles the hope of change, of a better future, of giving you better treatment if only you do more, give more, sacrifice more, leave more people, make yourself more insignificant, kill your voice, if only you ask less questions, if only you suppress more needs, if only you stop having wants, needs, and desires, and still you don't get anything at the end of it. The only thing that you are guaranteed to get at the end of a narcissistic relationship is lost time, efforts, opportunities, love, strength, and yourself, most importantly. It's not worth it ever. If we were to relate what you watched earlier in that small clip to the dynamics of a narcissistic relationship, we can easily say it seems the narcissist is watching her jumping through these hoops only to fail at the end of it. And that is the sadistic pleasure a narcissist gets out of putting their victim through a lot of pain. They think you're a fool, a joker that amuses them. You are expected to keep them entertained at all times. So many victims of narcissistic abuse like you have shared stories, horrible stories, and talked about the narcissist always demanding of them to do something, to jump, to do weird and bizarre things that are out of one's character, only to make it quite funny, quite great of an experience for the narcissist to be with you. The painful thing is, in the process of keeping them entertained, you lose yourself. You lose a bit of self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence, which in no time turns into a block of self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence, and that leads to full-blown depersonalization,
which is inability to recognize oneself, and demoralization, which is the loss of the moral value system one used to follow in the past. That's why people say, survivors say, even I have said this in the past, I don't know who I am. I don't recognize who I am. Well, who you were was stolen by the narcissist, was destroyed by the narcissist, and they created this personality out of you that only served them. One has to put up with a lot of humiliation and subtle belittling when fulfilling a narcissist's commands, especially when they keep saying, do something for me, or when they give you tasks like these in the guise of being a funny guy or this being a prank. In my opinion, it's not a prank. I just don't understand how one can put their own spouse through a very rigorous process like this of getting that treasure, and at the end of it, disappoint them. It's also important to mention that everything is transactional for a narcissist. They might give you gifts. I have seen narcissists doing this with other people. Even my mother does that. She's a covert vulnerable narcissist. She will give you everything she has, money, clothes, I mean everything, and then expect praise, attention from you. Celebrity, I must put it as it is. She would expect you to become totally compliant, do what she says, never have a voice, praise her, almost worship her, and then never complain, no matter how she treats you and how she puts you down. Is that truly giving a gift? Is that what gift giving is actually about? Of course not. It's always a bait, and when you take it unknowingly, you get hooked in, and then your own guilt keeps you stuck. The other hidden aspect could be conditioning you, making you settle for breadcrumbs, or subconsciously programming you into thinking you will always have to go through these rigorous processes and do a lot of hard work to get the end reward, so that your brain exaggerates what you get out of it since you have put in so much effort. So the reward has to be that big, but because it's not, so your brain will alter its perception, which is also a trauma response, and that gift, that thing which is insignificant in reality, will become everything to you. And that is what happened towards the end of the video clip you watched in the beginning. When that woman finally got a hold of that gift, that box, and opened it, everybody was expecting something really big. And would you believe me if I said she only found 4 books in it? 4 damn books for all that effort? And she was smiling, laughing, happy. Nobody could believe what she was so grateful about, because everybody was shocked, like you and me. But as I explained earlier, it is the brain that changes the perception of what you get. The reward is not that big, but it's made bigger because you have to settle for something. You have to feel satisfied. This example, in fact, reminded me of another example. In that example, I was working with a client and she was stuck in an intense fog of cognitive dissonance and trauma bonding. The narcissist would send her small emojis, one of which used to be a smiley face. I can send it to you, anybody can send it to you. Does it mean anything? No, it's just an insignificant emoji. It doesn't carry any meaning. But because that was everything for her, that was the only thing she used to get from him, the only positive thing, her brain started making meaning that did not exist. To her, getting an emoji from him meant he loves her, or that everything is fine and she does not need to worry about anything, when in reality, there was nothing that existed and she was settling for not even the bare minimum. Do you see how deep this goes? Do you see the programming? Do you see how your brain gets injured? Do you see how your perceptions and perspectives are altered and changed as per the treatment of the narcissist? That's why it's not so easy to judge people, survivors of narcissistic abuse. That's why it takes a person more than 7 times on an average, as per research, to leave this kind of a tumultuous relationship. What are your thoughts on this kind of gift giving, the gift giving that I explained and that you watched in today's episode? Drop your answers in the comments below and help other survivors feel less alone in their healing journey because your perspectives matter. That was it for today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.